In the sevenfold rod exercise, I show you how you can integrate the structuring forces of space into your body's perception and thereby improve your posture. The principal sequence is that starting from the heart, one feels down to the earth. Then, with parallel arms, create a big arc going up above the head. Then, a quarter of an arc to the horizontal, swing the rod to the right till it is vertical, then back through the center to the left till it is vertical, and once more back via the middle to the right, then up above the head, in an arc down, and finally back to the heart. You will agree that I look rather different above from below, and that front and behind also look rather different. We often think that we are fairly similar on the left and right, but spiritually or energetically we are also quite different there. We are formed differently from the right and have different forces working from there than on the left side. In this rod exercise, we concern ourselves with these two sides between which we move forwards as human beings. I stand and feel the width of my shoulders and hold the rod approximately at this width. I feel this width extending down through my body, with the feet also standing within it. In the ascending and descending parts of the exercise, we pay attention to the streams perceptible in the body. In inwardly accompanying the movement as it descends, I may notice that, as of a certain point, it straightens me up. In streaming up in this arc and remaining relaxed inwardly, one may notice that the inward movement descends, giving a stability, a rootedness below, and even creates the perception of being still taller. In coming to the middle, a different set of laws are active. Here I swing the rod to the right and it remains vertical. Streaming is no longer the issue. Now the ordering forces of the middle orientate the body. Here the exercise is that the rod is vertical in this direction, that is also vertical between front and back, that the top arm is horizontal and the back straight and upright. That is not as simple as it seems because one cannot see whether the rod is vertical and the arm horizontal. And on the other hand, the body doesn't give me positive feedback. It sighs and grumbles and complains. That's uncomfortable. It would much rather say, "That's straight. Now I feel well." That means we need something with which to perceive in the rod that tells us, now the rod is straight, even though I don't see it, and even though the body can't tell me whether that's the case. In streaming up and down, we already mentioned the rootedness into the earth.
wenn die Beine auch dort durchströmt werden.
But how is this in this twisted position? Do the legs also react? How are the feet? Where is your weight? Are you standing on the heels or is the weight still in front? Which center of balance has come into play most naturally? The twisting movement also influences my balance without me doing it consciously. I feel the rod, I adapt myself to it, and my feet also come into a living, vital balance. Then one has reached a rhythmic ideal. One is active in one area, and in another area the archetype can realize itself. In this case, including a levity and a weightlessness, which is palpable right into the feet. Having completed the exercise and having really experienced something and made observations, it is nevertheless important to take time at the conclusion. Pause for a while and take note of that which appears as a resonance in your body. The body would like us to take note of that which it experiences, not only that which we experience. It can reveal this in the resonance. In conclusion, I would like to give you a question for the road. The left side, the heart side, is the goal. Then, how does the way home become intensified instead of being a mere repetition? To the right? How does the movement to the top experience its intensification? And how does the reverse path to the bottom experience its intensification?